Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
And we're back. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use with myself, Ann Baldwin.
And Tracy Knight.
Tracy Knight and Ann Baldwin. That's right. We've got a great show lined up for you today.
Let's give them something to talk about. Something to talk about. Let's give them something to talk about.
Yes, we're going to give you something to talk about. We are talking about getting ready for the winter weather. So it's kind of weird, though. You know, here we are mid-January and a little bit of ice and, you know, some snow. But we want everybody out there, we want all of our listeners to be prepared for whatever comes our way, because this is New England, and we kind of, I know in news, this was, I could put the story together in 2 seconds, you know, same time every year, because this is all we talked about. But we're really fortunate to have with us today Tracy Noble, and she's the Manager of Public and Government Affairs for AAA, not only here in Connecticut, but also Rhode Island, right?
No, actually in New Jersey.
New Jersey, that's going to be the interesting
Jersey,
one.
Jersey, Jersey.
Jersey, turnpike.
Well, sorry, I knew you had a lot on your plate. I just got the state wrong. So anyway, Tracy, thank you for being here with us. And I know that you're always putting out correspondence about, you know, how to get ahead of things. The other Tracy and I have already talked about in previous shows about those people that got stuck on the highway for hours and hours and hours. But, you know, I think one of the things that you and I talked about before you came on the show, Tracy, is that it doesn't have to be a long distance situation for you to get stuck, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I mean, it never ceases to amaze me that this time of year, people, residents who have lived in Connecticut for probably most of their life, forget how to drive when it snows.
They do.
What happens?
I don't know. It's amazing. But Noble is going to help us out with that. So,
okay.
Tracy, thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks for having us. And you guys hit the nail on the head. And it's one of those things that you don't have to be planning a huge road trip. Breakdowns happen when you are running to the supermarket, running to and from the gym, let's say, where you are certainly not dressed in winter weather clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens. And to add to that, keep in mind where we were last year at this time, when most people were, in fact, working from home, staying off the road. So those winter driving skills are probably not where they need to be for this coming season.
Right. I got to share a quick story with you. One time last year, I had just gone and gotten a pedicure. So I'm thinking it was a good idea to just, you know, keep my little whatever those flip-flops
little
on,
thongs.
Little rubber flip-flop, you know, and I had an issue where I actually got stuck, and here I am getting out of the car, and those things not even remembering that I had no shoes on.
It
can happen.
It can, and I might be in this job too long and talking these tips that now, even if I'm just running out and I don't typically need a coat with me, I always grab it and throw it in the vehicle just in case.
Smart.
And having those things in the vehicle just in case can really prove to be, just a safety net in the event that you ever need it.
Right. And it might not even be your fault. You might get into, you know, an accident or skid off the road. I mean, weather's to blame. It's not your fault. But still, you're in a situation where maybe folks can't get to you right away. So then what? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the top considerations that you put out there, Tracy Noble from AAA, that our listeners can really kind of remind themselves are important?
Well, I think it's super important, especially now knowing that the winter is upon us, even though it seems a little bit delayed, that we update our winter emergency kits and that we have the proper things in our vehicle just in case. And that includes some sort of abrasive material, whether it's sand, salt, or even a non-clumping cat litter, so that if you are on ice, that you can get the traction you need. A snow shovel and a snow brush to clean your vehicle off. A flashlight with extra batteries. Jumper cables. Make sure you pack a duffel bag with just a blanket and a sweatshirt, some extra socks, just some warm clothes, that lightweight stuff that you could just keep in your trunk, but that would aid in the event that you ever needed it.
Right. Yeah, I got to tell you, I already keep a duffel bag with clothes in it in my car, and not because of this, but in case I get in a fight with my fiance, I can just take I can take off at a moment's notice.
That's called a jump bag. You know that? That's called a jump bag. She's got a jump bag in the
truck. I've got a
folks.
Jump bag. And so does he, by the way. Because the reality is I throw him out more than he throws me out.
Now, how much more news than you can use is this? I mean, this is...
So what else, you know, and you also, you talk about medications, and people may poo-poo that, right, thinking, oh, it's not going to be that long. But the reality is, as we've seen more than once, it can take a while.
It can, and that might be something that people really don't typically think about, is the medication. So, you know, maybe, and I'm not saying a stash, but if there's medication that you are dependent on,
Xanax.
It doesn't hurt when you...
Xanax. Don't forget your Xanax.
Not behind the wheel.
I was going to say, maybe not when you're driving. If you're a passenger.
I'm just kidding.
If you're
kidding.
The passenger, yeah. You need lots of it, probably.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you, but I just... You're making me remember things. Okay.
But, you know, when you refill those prescriptions, it doesn't hurt to take a little pill container and put those necessities and keep them either on your person, in your purse, or in the car itself. Just so that you have them, not the whole, you know, not your entire prescription bottle, but those critical medications, so that if you need it, you have a spare. It doesn't hurt, you know, and they could even be kept in the first aid kit in your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I find useful on your AAA tips for driving on ice and snow, your number three that you have there, do not follow behind other vehicles as closely as you would when driving in clear conditions. People, come on.
Yeah.
When somebody knows what you've had for dinner, it's just, you know, come on. Slow down, back up, leave some space for adjustments, you know?
Yeah, you're not going to get there any quicker. You know, one of the other things, Tracy, and if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Tracy Noble. She's the manager of public and government affairs for AAA. One of the things that I found out recently, Tracy, is both Tracy's, is that some cars don't have spare tires.
Right.
Some of the newer cars now don't even have spare tires. Mm-hmm. So that was mind-blowing to me. Mm-hmm. So now you've got to call Roadside Assistance or AAA.
Thank God for AAA.
Thank God for AAA. But, you know, when you get into the snow situations, I mean, you get backed up sometimes, Tracy, right? I mean, it takes a while, and you have to prioritize what's an emergency, what's a non-emergency. So talk a little bit about that.
So believe it or not, we are actually expecting to rescue about 80,000 motorists over the course of this winter in Connecticut alone.
Wow.
And tires are one of the biggest culprits. And you're right. A lot of the newer cars, to comply with some standards, eliminated the weight of carrying that spare tire. And I know it's hard to believe, but that's actually what happened. So we are seeing some run flat tires on a lot of newer vehicles. So it's really important for you to know whether or not your car has a spare tire. That way, if you do need to call for roadside assistance, you know whether it's a simple tire change or replacement, or if you actually need to be towed, which we know takes a whole lot longer time than a simple change of a tire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in these winter months, depending on the weather events and what's going on, we do get backed up. We do pride our AAA prides ourselves on our quick response times, and for the most part, we are there under an hour in most instances. But if there's a high call volume, then the calls do get prioritized for those that are in more emergent situations. So So that would be somebody stuck on the side of the road compared to somebody at home with a dead battery in their own driveway.
Right.
Snowballing off of that a little bit, you know, Tracy, I got to say, I've got to admit, I mean, I'm going to be 40. Well, I'm 49 years old. I'm going to be 49 again next year, I hope. I don't know how to change a tire. I was never shown how to change a tire. I never volunteered to learn how to change a tire. And I think that that's maybe something, you know, maybe right. one of those things going forward that if you haven't learned how to do that, maybe you should.
No, I don't know. Not if you're. I don't know. I just stick my leg out in the road and say, "Help me, help me."
Oh, sure. And then you're on the next Lifetime movie in someone's trunk.
But you bring up an interesting point, because my father, God rest his soul, would not let me get my driver's license until I knew how to change a tire. So I think that is
smart.
One of the. And it's not only changing a tire, right, Tracy Noble? Because there are some things that to me are common sense that are preventative. For example, know how to check your oil.
Right.
Know how to check your fluids, because there's nothing worse than, you know, snow turns to slush, turns to dirt all over, and you run out of windshield wiper fluid. That can be devastating. Your vision can be gone in seconds. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that people just, and your tire pressure, right?
Right.
I know this, that your tire pressure lowers when it's cold out.
Absolutely.
So how do you use a gauge? And did you know, here's a little fun fact.
Love this.
News you can use. That they gas stations, if they have an air pump, mm-hmm. they have to provide air for your tires for free. Even though there's a coin thing on it, mm-hmm. you just go to the attendant and say, "Please turn on the air." Mm-hmm. They have to turn the air on, right, Tracy?
That I that's something I'm just learning, because I did not know
yeah.
that.
News you can use, Tracy. News
which
you
is
can
great.
News you can use.
Great, but you're right, and you know. Your father and my father must have been cut from the same cloth, because those were the conditions of my licensure as well, that I would know how to change a tire, change my oil. He came from an automotive background, so there were certain things that I had to learn. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that don't know those things, and it's not being taught in the classroom anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it helps to brush up on getting to know your vehicle, whether that means looking at the owner's manual, watching some YouTube videos.
There you go.
Very helpful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, just to learn those basics.
Yep.
Because it really can be a lifesaver.
And
tire pressure does fluctuate, especially during, you know, freezing and thaws. And it's something that's where the rubber truly does meet the road. And that's your first line of defense.
And Tracy, not to go backwards, but when you were talking about the emergency prep kits to keep in the car, I was thinking as I was driving in here this morning, actually, to tape the show, I'm looking in my two cup holders. There's two water bottles that were left in there full from yesterday. And they were, I mean, frozen solid. We're talking iceberg,
yep.
okay?
Yep.
So maybe kind of having to think about, you're going to put a fresh bottle of water when you leave your house, you know, instead of thinking, well, I have them in the car. This time of year, if you have them in the car, you're going to be sucking them, not drinking them. So
absolutely.
Exactly.
Right. And then go ahead.
Non-perishable food items do come in handy. So, you know, grab a fresh box of granola bars next time you're at the market and throw that into your winter mm-hmm. emergency kit. That way it's just there. And that'll last you through the winter, because
they don't go bad. They don't go bad. But, you know, and you could even be a hero. Let's say hypothetically you get stuck like the orange person. You know, the orange person, when all these people were stuck on the road, that became the big story, the big nugget. Everyone's looking for this person who was handing out oranges because they were doing a good deed.
Mm-hmm.
They must have just picked up a shipment of oranges or something and had food to fruit to,
yep.
to share. But those are the kinds of things. And if you can help other people out, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And we also want to make sure that we're helping our emergency road crews that are out there trying to do their jobs when there are events. So making sure that you give them the leeway to do their job. So if there are sand or plow trucks or they're brining the roadways, whatever, stay back so that your car isn't pelted
mm-hmm.
with whatever's coming off those emergency trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the leeway. And if you do see either motorists or first responders on the side of the road, slow down and move over that one lane of travel so mm-hmm. that they can do their job safely.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen way too many tragedies on our roadways over the last couple of years. So we can't drive home that fast enough.
Right. I have a question for you. I've always wondered this. When you do get into a situation in your car, do you get out or do you stay in?
You stay in the car. You call for help. If you have that winter emergency kit that includes either flares or reflective triangles, you would deploy those and alert other motorists to the breakdown. You would call for help, and you would stay in that vehicle, preferably with your seatbelt on. That way, if a motorist, you know, traveling on the road with you is distracted, doesn't know that you're there, comes upon you, in the event that there is a crash, all of the safety features in your car will still work.
That's interesting because, you know, I know, especially, well, weather permitting, I've always gotten out. Mm-hmm. I've always gotten out, gone over a guardrail and sat, you know, on the grass or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel better about that and I feel safer that way. But I guess, you know, in every situation is different, right? You can't, there's no cookie cutter
and
approach.
And if you can get far away, you know, if you can get far away enough from the vehicle and do that, but that's not always the case.
Right. Here's my favorite. When I see somebody walking down the highway, snow or not, with a big red gas can, did you not know you're on empty?
Mm-hmm.
But you get into these situations. I know I've said, oh, I'll get gas later. And then you get into a traffic jam and you're sweating bullets because you don't know if you're going to make it. You didn't plan on that.
Right.
So that just is another common sense. Don't wait until it's convenient. You know, always try to keep a full tank of gas in the car.
We travel constantly. Obviously, you know that we're on the road a lot with our musician. And 95 is one of the places we travel quite frequently when that's a real good time, trust me. I mean, I'm sure that you know at AAA, 95 is fun. But at any rate, as we're doing that, you know, we always are really mindful to kind of look at that. And honestly, even if we've still got enough gas, if it gets to like a half a tank, we usually will just fill up the rest of it. Just because you don't know what's going to happen along the way, and especially in this season,
right?
You know,
if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Tracy Noble, and Tracy, we didn't have you on this show for a big commercial, but what I do want to say is AAA is one of those things you don't need it until you do.
Exactly.
And maybe you could talk a little bit about that, Tracy. It's not just if you're broken down, and if it's on a day like where there's a weather event. You know, you have to be patient because you may be a member of AAA, but it's going to take a while because they do have to prioritize, you know, their calls based on urgent need and things like that. But there's also other benefits to being a AAA member as well. Can you talk a little bit about those, Tracy?
Sure. Well, the roadside assistance is first and foremost our leading reason. And you're right, you don't need it until you need it. But there are all sorts of other member benefits, one of them being travel discounts when people are comfortable to do that again. Mm-hmm. Discounts if you're a member on our insurance products, discounts at retail stores and online outlets, and just knowing that you have a trusted brand behind you advocating for safety on our roadways. So there are various things that AAA does. And we're providing education in our school systems as well through our safety programs. So it's not just roadside assistance. There's a ton of advantages to the membership.
Right. And it may seem like an expense at the time, and it is. But if you look at the benefits and if you use it once, trust me, it's so worth it because how many people have, you know, had an issue and then said, damn, I should have gotten that AAA membership. Mm-hmm. I've even gotten discounts at hotels with AAA.
Disney.
Yep.
They used
to.
I don't know if they still do. Disney.
So, you know, really, if you're not a member yet, you should really go online and check it out. And I've also used your driver's license or your DMV components.
What a savior that is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, you know, that's just an added convenience that AAA offers so that you don't have to wait in those long lines.
Thank you.
And it's very convenient.
We appreciate you.
To our AAA locations to do that.
Right.
And, you know, and it's not just always breakdowns because there's lockout service as well. So if you lock your keys in your car, or even if you're locked out of your home for that matter, there is lockout service available for both home and car. So it's certainly worth it.
Yes. So again, go online to AAA and, take a look at that membership because it's just one of those things. And, you know, I know for me as a mom, when my kids started driving, that was just a no-brainer. We will have AAA, and even mom needs AAA. We all need AAA, and it's a and it's a family benefit. It's a household benefit. So if one of you has it, right, unless I'm misspeaking, you all as a household can utilize it.
And one thing that differentiates AAA more so than maybe some of the roadside assistance that comes with, say, a new vehicle is the fact that your membership follows you, not the vehicle. So even if you are in a friend's vehicle who does not have AAA, because you are there, you can make that call and request the service.
Nice.
Because you're the one that's in need.
Nice. That's great.
Oh, I never knew that.
I didn't either.
That's fantastic. That's like me borrowing my neighbor's Costco card. So I don't have to get a membership. I just borrowed the Costco card.
She's joking.
No, I'm joking. No, I'm really not.
I know you're not. I know.
No, but I have my own AAA. So, you know, what can we do? What can we do as motorists? We just got a few minutes left, and I really appreciate you being on the program today, Tracy Noble. But what can we do? What's your best piece of advice, you know, to make our lives and everybody's lives a little easier as we continue to navigate through the winter season?
Well, we want everybody to be prepared, and that means every time you get in your vehicle, making sure you and everyone in the vehicle is buckled up, eliminating the distractions, putting those phones down, turning them off if you can't resist the temptation, and also driving sober. And then, you know, when we have these winter events, we want people to realize that those posted speed limits are for ideal road conditions. So simply slow down, increase your following distance, and remember, no hard braking or really sudden stops. Gentle works really well when there is inclement weather.
Right. And don't, that's great advice. And don't underestimate the power of the weather. You know, just recently when there was a bit of an ice storm, didn't look that bad, but, you know, I'm listening to the news and it was bad. So wait a couple hours if you can to go into the office. So I do that. And I've got my hands full walking out the front door of my home. And boom, right down onto the brick steps, right on my butt. I mean, it was a bad one. It left a mark. We'll leave it at that. But so don't underestimate what the conditions are. And if there's a way around it, and I think most people are pretty understanding, bosses and everybody else, take the extra time. You know, I do with my staff. I tell them, look, come in when you're comfortable and or worst case scenario, work from home. There's always that option too.
There is, and we also want to remind people about, you know, four-wheel drive overconfidence.
Uh-huh.
People think if they've got four-wheel drive, they're good.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of cowboys out there, you know, and they're four-wheel drive pickup trucks. And I say exactly that because they're four-wheel drive, and they're like, this
don't
is
pick on those cowboys.
I love cowboys.
Don't
I love
pick
cowboys,
on the cowboys,
but sometimes these cowboys in these pickup trucks think that they get overconfident. To Tracy's point, and I say to myself, yeah, slow down, cowboy.
You say it that nicely.
I do.
I don't know.
You know I love cowboys. I'm just using them as an example.
But I know you have road rage a little bit. So
yeah, I do. Yeah, it's one of my New Year's resolutions to cut back on that. And I'm trying to get extra tinted glasses so they can't see my birds as much as they usually do.
And they say there's a 46% chance that you'll keep that resolution. So we'll see.
It's already gone. It's already over. Well, Tracy Noble, you know, we appreciate you and all the good people that do the work. And again, put your patience on, put things in perspective. Everyone thinks that they're the most important priority when something happens, but you've got to consider there might be somebody that's in a worse situation that needs the help first. And so if we can just tell each other things like that, like I do when I get stuck behind a school bus and it stops every 2 seconds, you know what I say to myself? I pretend that my granddaughter is on that school bus so I don't get mad.
Visualization, that's good.
Visualization.
Do it.
Yes. And we also want to remind people, Tracy, if you could give folks your website, that all the things that we talked about today, including membership opportunities, are on your website.
They are, and everything is available at AAA.com. So very simple and easy to remember.
They don't get any easier than that. Remember, it's not AA. That's the one I go to. AA. It's AAA.com. Tracy Knight.
I'm going to be leaving to go to Florida. I'm driving on 95 next Tuesday. So, Tracy, if you're listening to me and I call for AAA, let me be the one that falls in that hour category. Because believe me, at that point, I am desperate. I'm desperate.
No, you're not getting any preferential treatment. No, thanks. Again, Tracy Noble, Manager of Public and Government Affairs from AAA, thank you for being here. And, of course, thanks to all of our listeners. We hope you got some news you can use out of this program today. Tracy Knight, always a pleasure being with you in the studio.
Thank you.
And we'll be back here again next week, right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.